101 KUFO, Portland's Rock.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Death can come for at any time, in any place. There is only one way to save our city.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We see."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We
see." The loudspeaker spoke up and said.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Portland, Oregon, and we're heard worldwide on ZeroPointRadio.com and checking the world on the website at GroundZeroMedia.org. We are blasting to people all over the United States. Take a little globe down on the left-hand corner of the website, and you'll see the power that we possess here from our little station here in Portland, Oregon. As we're broadcasting live to everyone and giving them information and new revelations on what's to come. And I'll tell you what's to come is far more frightening than any werewolf we were talking about last week. A lot of people writing me and saying, "Clyde, I had nightmares last week from the show. I was frightened." A lot of people telling me that, you know, they lived near John's Landing. And I mean, not John's Landing, but St. John's. And they were worried about the werewolf that they were talking about last week and the skinwalker. And, of course, we had Roe Winterhawk here who also... A lot of people were kind of fascinated by that. And, of course, that's what these shows bring you. They bring you fascination. They want to compel you to pay attention to what's going on. There is a darker biosphere. There is a shadow biosphere that's out there. What they said last week, I think, was probable. The closest thing we've ever gotten to full disclosure that something is out there, okay? Something is out there watching us, paying attention to us. And that there are things out in space, here on Earth, and... when we get into these types of topics, people think, oh, it's crazy to think or believe in those sorts of things. But, you know, even though there is a supernatural, even though there is a shadow biosphere, even though science is now admitting it, they met in England on it, and they're talking about it. The shadow biosphere is frightening, I agree, but there's also the biosphere we live in now that's just as frightening. The politics of the age are frightening. The idea of what's happening around us is frightening, and we're looking around, and there are so many stories that are grabbing our attention. For example, the Super Bowl tonight. I'm sure everybody tonight is so fascinated and overwhelmed by the Super Bowl, and it's just two teams going at it, two teams playing a game. I know my producer doesn't want to talk about the Super Bowl. I'm not going to talk about the Super Bowl, so don't even push me there. And I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl. What I do want to talk about is I want to talk about the distraction that is the Super Bowl for something that's happening right now that nobody, I repeat, nobody that I know of is talking about. And the reason why they're not talking about it is because I think it slipped through the cracks of the mainstream narrative, which is the mainstream news, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC. All of these networks, I don't think, are focusing on this, and they should focus on it because of what's going on right now across the globe. And I think that people who are listening to Ground Zero will be more aware of what's happening, fully aware of what's going on, and they will pay attention to what I have to say because it all adds up. And my guest tonight is even going to make it more esoteric and more bizarre and more weird because he investigates things that are quite clearly a part of something called political witchcraft or the idea of the hidden meaning behind things. Now, what I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you the straight story. And then he's going to take that straight story and he's going to talk about things that he's uncovered. And we're going to try to make sense of the whole thing. But the first thing I want to tell you about is you go to groundzeromedia.org. That is my website, groundzeromedia.org. You go to the breaking news links. There are two things I want you to look at. One is an article that I wrote called Empirical Evidence. That's E-M-P-I-R-I-C-A-L, evidence. EMP meaning electromagnetic pulse. I also want you to take a look at another story that I wrote. It was a quick story that I put down there. And it is a story called They Kissed the Quran and Placed It at the Foot of a Rocket Engine. Now, that story that I posted on groundzeromedia.org has already gotten me a lot of people saying that I'm an Islamophobe, that I fear Muslims. I don't fear Muslims. I am not anti-Muslim. But what I am is I'm fully aware of threats. And I'm fully aware of circumstances that make me wonder if there is something in the wings waiting to happen. And I could be very wrong, and I could have a sheer attack of paranoia right here in front of you. And that's okay, because paranoia is nothing more than heightened awareness for what's going around you, what's going on around you. Of course, we've had the weather acting weird. We've had earthquakes everywhere. In fact, earthquake just happened in Japan. We've had asteroids exploding over Ireland. That happened just a couple days ago. And no one knows what's going on. They had a weird thing appear in the skies over Canada. Now, I've seen the pictures. I think it's a rocket. I think it's a test missile, which leads me to what I want to talk about tonight. The Alaska State Emergency Response Commission was briefed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Institute of Northcom, which is based in Anchorage, Alaska, on the dangers of an electromagnetic pulse attack delivered by a ballistic missile. Now, for those of you that know what an EMP is, it's electromagnetic pulse wave. Electromagnetic pulse is basically what happens when you fire a rocket or detonate a huge explosive some 300 miles in space. Maybe all you need is a half a mile, but 300 miles is the correct way to do it. It explodes, and it doesn't kill you. No, it won't kill you. But it will eventually. It doesn't kill you. What it does is it causes what is known as a concussion wave. And a concussion wave has the power and ability to knock out power. Electromagnetic pulses are capable of wiping out power grids. It also can wipe out your car's engine, its ability to start. Okay? It can cause your computers to die, your iPods to die. It causes everything electronic to die. Okay? Now, on January 6, 2010, these groups in Alaska, the Alaska State Emergency Response Commission, conducted an emergency response plan that created a simulated countrywide crisis attack, and that crisis attack was originating from Washington, D.C. Now, this wasn't a typical, this is a test. For the next 60 seconds, your station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. It wasn't that. It was an EAN, which is different. Now, an EAN broadcast is an emergency alert notification system. There is the emergency alert system, EAS, and there is the emergency alert notification system. The difference is this. We have never implemented the emergency alert notification system in our history. We've had Conelrad, we've had emergency broadcast system, which Conelrad was taken out in the 1960s. Then we had the emergency broadcast system, which was implemented and then taken out in 1994. And then we had the emergency alert system, which we use now. That's that funny noise you hear on your radio or on your television, and then the tone. Well, this emergency alert notification system is where they send a tone, a code, and a test. They also send what is known as notification, verification words. If those words check out with the emergency alert network, or the EAT, there's the EAT and there's the EAN. If the EAN verifies these words and they open channels for the president to speak the entire country. Okay? This has never been used in the history of the United States. They have never had to use authentication codes. And here's something really interesting is that when 9/11 happened, when the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York happened, they didn't even use the emergency broadcast system. They didn't even use the emergency alert system. Why? Because they said the networks did a better job of cutting into news programming and saying, we have this emergency, the towers have been brought down, and the Pentagon has been hit. But see, if we have a crisis where power is cut on the grids, if we have a crisis where things go down or we're unable to communicate or the president has an inability to communicate, then they have to have something called the notification system so they can verify whether or not the message coming out of Washington is a message that is given by the president of the United States. It's quite chilling to realize that the officials are familiarizing themselves with the EAN codes because this type of test is not your average run-of-the-mill test. Authorization codes, have existed since the 1950s, but they haven't really used them. Now, what's really interesting about this is that 3 days after they did this, well, first of all, okay, I want to give you an example of how this test sounded, okay? What you're about to hear is raw audio from the notification test that was held on January 6th, 2010. This is the Alaskan drill that was supposedly about the entire country from Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Stop and chill. It's just a drill. On January 6th at approximately 10 a.m., Alaska will participate in the first ever test of the EAN system.
Test. This is a test of the emergency alert system. The message you are hearing is part of a live protest of national emergency alert system capabilities limited to the state of Alaska only.
There you go. And it doesn't sound that threatening, but the truth of the matter is if it's a notification process, and then, what, 3 days later we have a major earthquake hit California, okay? What's really interesting is that we have that 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck off the shore of Northern California. Thousands of households were left without power after that earthquake hit, and people were saying they heard tones, rumbles, and low-frequency tones and rumbles. And then the earthquake took out Haiti. Then several other quakes were reported in Venezuela, Argentina, and the Cayman Islands. Now, when an EMP pulse, or I'm repeating myself, when an EMP wave or an electromagnetic pulse happens, there is the sound of thunder, the sound of rolling, the sound of slamming, the sound of explosives. It's like a bomb going off, and then the rolling sensation, and then you feel this strange sickness come over you, and people are saying they're feeling anxiety and they're feeling all kinds of other creepiness after the earthquake hit. Okay, and then what happens is weather goes weird after that because it's a concussion hit in a certain area. Haiti had the same thing. You saw the video that I had on my website a while ago. It showed the girl showing the complete devastation of Port-au-Prince, and she's yelling, "The world has come to an end. No power. Nothing." And then what's really interesting is that you have Hugo Chavez saying that he has interesting information stating that the United States government used a tectonic weapon to take out Haiti. And it was a drill. They said it was a drill. Okay? Now, this is how you get information kind of screwed up. He said there was a drill going on, and that earthquake, that pulse, that electromagnetic pulse, that tectonic pulse was meant for Iran. Okay? It was meant for Iran. Now, where did he get that information? Well, he says he got it from the Russian Northern Fleet, that they were transmitting this information. Now, the Russians should know about this because they invented this type of technology. They were the first to employ it. We, on the other hand, created HAARP. We have ISAT out in Norway. I've talked about this, where the spiral took place, right? And this has been something that we've been going back to all the time. This is like the shattering moment. This communique comes from the Russian fleet, goes to Hugo Chavez. He reports it. And if you go back, you can see that in 2002, there was a guy in Moscow that claimed that one of the Georgian earthquakes was done by an array in Kiev. The Russian intelligence groups also reported that the deputy commander of Southern Command, General P.K. Keene, was on Haiti a day prior to the earthquake, so that he could oversee relief efforts in a drill that was being carried out by Southcom. We've reported this. Now, the idea of using these weapons and the idea of Haiti and California having been in the crosshairs of an electromagnetic pulse, a small one, you know, makes you wonder, right? Was it supposed to be used against Iran? Were we planning on taking out Iran with this capability? Well, here's something that I want to tell you about. The EMP Commission, Electromagnetic Pulse Commission, has reported that Iran has conducted tests in which it launched missiles and exploded warheads at high altitudes. And the CIA now has translated Iranian military journals in which EMP attacks against the United States are explicitly discussed. Is Iran capable of doing an EMP pulse? They're not capable of, yet that we know of using a nuke on the United States, but they sure are capable of sending up something that could cause a huge EMP pulse over the United States. Now, the reason why I'm fearful of what this might mean is it was February 3rd, and you can look at the video on my website. This is where they kiss the Quran and place it at the foot of the rocket engine comes in, the article that's on my groundzeromedia.org website. When that space event that took place on February 3rd happened, they fired a rocket into space, and that rocket carried a mouse, a turtle, and it carried worms. Now, when it went up, the people there were chanting Allahu Akbar. They were doing that. And then a scientist came into the room after they fired the rocket. He picked up a Quran, he kissed the Quran, and placed it at the foot of a large rocket motor called the Semurg. Semurg, I looked up what Semurg means. The rocket is named Semurg. It's named after a bird that is similar to the phoenix or firebird. Now, this is where the symbolism gets terrifying because of what the phoenix represents. It represents the death and rebirth by fire, a deluge of fire. Iranian legends consider this bird, the Semurg, so old that it has seen the destruction of the world three times over, according to myth. When they were kissing the Quran and placing it at the foot of a rocket, it reminded me of a scene from Beneath of the Planet of the Apes where the Brotherhood of Fallout, Holy Fallout, worshipped the Doomsday Rocket. And it wiped out the entire planet. If you take a look at the Associated Press video that I have on my website at groundzeromedia.org, it will give you the chills. Especially, one more thing before we go to break. Especially when I'm going to tell you this, and no one's talking about this, I'm going to tell you now. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the leader of Iran, said in a press conference that on February 11th, 2010, the day of the Islamic Revolution, he says that Iran will drop an enormous blow to the Western arrogance of the globe. He threatened us with this. They're sending ICBMs into space. We're doing drills, basically asking for notification drills from the president. What is going on? There are things being seen in the skies. What is going on? There is symbolism with the Semurg and the Phoenix, fire, resurrection, rebirth. What is going on? And the question I ask too is, what do we do now? Do we attack, or do we just sit idly by? 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Coming up, my guest will be Freeman from the Freeman Perspective, well-known across the country as a talk show host who can see and read between the lines. We'll be back.
This is not a test. It is the future. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Nothing like a little synchronicity and irony to start your night off. This is not a test. This is the future. But it is a test. A huge test. It's called the Emergency Alert Notification System. They fired it up on January 6th in Alaska. And then we had all that trouble with the earthquake in California, earthquake in Haiti, earthquake in the Cayman Islands, Argentina, the volcanic caldera in Yellowstone, swarms of earthquakes there. And of course, then we have Russian intelligence saying that a tectonic weapon was used, an electromagnetic pulse was used on Haiti, electromagnetic pulse was used on California. And now we wonder if Iran has the capability of doing so, as Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stated on the record that he will throw a crushing blow to the Western world. This after they had fired a, and this is not kidding, an ICBM out of the back of a truck. ICBM out of the back of a truck, sent it into space, and, you know, people, you know, they see this, and they're thinking, oh, how nice, you know, they have their little space program, oh, how cool. No, this is not a space program, this is a military exercise. This is sending a signal to the world that they don't have to put a nuclear warhead on the end of a stick to make a point, okay? All they have to do is send something up, detonate it about 300 miles above the United States, and guess what? No more iPods, people. No more car driving and dragging the streets, okay? It's all candlelight from here on out. You understand what I'm saying here? I'm talking 80% of the populace freaking out because they have to go and hunt their own food. All right? Grow their own gardens. 3 days of food remains on the shelves at stores, people panicking and throwing a fit because they can't survive. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, hey, global warming people, you get your way. You know why? Because we're not going to be able to get the turbines going again. The turbines aren't going to be going again because we have to go to wind power, solar power. Cars won't work, so we have to find hybrid cars that don't work on electricity, that work some other way. Get your way. It's exactly what happens. You get your way. And I don't know what to tell you. It's gonna be amazing to watch this happen if it happens. And I don't know. He said February. I mean, it's 2/11, right? We had 9/11, we had 3/11, you know, we've had 7/11, we've had, gosh, you name it. We have all kinds of 11s. 2/11 would be like a crime in progress, right? February 11th is 2/11, and no one's talking about the possible 2/11 attack if that's what's gonna happen. Now, I'm not going to say that it is, because I don't know. I mean, everything is locked up in some intelligence briefing somewhere, right? It's all part of an intelligence briefing. It's all part of leaks. It's all a part of rumor, and it's all a part of craziness and strangeness. It's just bizarre, okay? And it all starts back when we talked about this spiral in December. The spiral that held at Obama. He came to get his Nobel Peace Prize, right? And that big, huge spiral was in the sky. And here's something else, too. The Nobel Peace Prize he got was for peace. And it was just revealed the other day that Barack Obama has just signed away a war budget that far exceeds that of George W. Bush. Now, isn't that enough to make you wonder what is going on? We are basically filling the coffers for the military-industrial complex for something that hasn't happened yet. We're running drills in Alaska for something that hasn't happened yet. Okay? They call this potential science, or the potentiality. They did the same thing with the swine flu. Now, it could be one big hoax, but I tell you what, it's not something that, you know, I can take lying down, and I certainly don't want people to think that I'm an Islamophobe. Do you think I'm an Islamophobe for thinking like this? When a guy who basically claims that the Mahdi is coming, he's a leader of a country, and he claims that the second coming is coming, and that we're keeping it from coming, and that it is supposed to happen, and he's going to throw a crushing blow to the United States on February 11th, 2010, and they just fired an ICBM from the back of a truck. And then they went into a room, and a scientist had the Quran on a silver platter. He kissed it and put it at the foot of a... He put it at the foot of a rocket motor called the Simurgh, which is the same as the Phoenix, a bird that represents death by fire and resurrection. I don't know. What am I supposed to think? What do you think? 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. You got Freeman online? Okay, we're going to get... I want to tell you about my guest. My guest, Freeman, has a show called The Freeman Perspective. I was on his show last week, and we had a great show. We had people from all over the country, and I invite people from all over the country to call in tonight at 1-800-344-KUFO. Freeman listeners, if you're listening online tonight at ZeroPointRadio.com, please call in tonight and make yourself at home on this program. If anyone else is listening online tonight and they're calling from anywhere in the country, you can call me at 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. Let's bring Freeman on now. Freeman, how you doing? I met Freeman at ESO Zone. We're like brothers. We're brothers in philosophical nature, aren't we, Freeman?
Absolutely.
We write independently of each other, but when we put our heads together, we're basically on the same page. And so what I want to do, first of all, is I want to take us all the way back to the time of the spiral over Norway. And I want you to tell us about some of the findings you had about the spiral over Norway and some of the things you had about NASA doing some sort of a test called the Cloud of Care. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Well, let's just jump even further back, and let's start with Obama. Obama's incoming stand was that he would not weaponize space. This is one of his platforms when he was being elected. I will not weaponize space, but I have a real trouble defining on what weapons in space might be. Are they satellites? Are they rockets launched and bombing the moon? What are these so-called weapons in space? So Obama immediately, upon entrance of the office, couples the Department of Defense with NASA. And we start what is now known as the Ares space program. And, of course, Ares being the god of war, Mars. This will come more and more. So what we started to watch was this fall of NASA, the crushing finances of NASA going down throughout the entire Obama administration. And at the same time, the buildup of projects like SpaceX, who is founded by PayPal's Elon Musk, and the privatized space program starting to rise. So as we started to track this whole scenario going into this, then at the same time we're getting these massive meteors coming in and hitting over the U.S. and all around the world that are causing sonic booms and then followed by earthquakes.
Right.
And it was believed that asteroids would be used to bring about the weaponization of space. Okay, so just to follow all of this along, we start doing more military testing, and you start seeing more launches coming out of what's known as the Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. And this place is also called Mars, or the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport.
It's called the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. They call it Mars?
Absolutely.
The god of war.
Absolutely.
My God. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so from the Mars facility, they launched a rocket that... it was a Black Brant rocket that launched up what was known as the Cloud of Care. And the CARE stands for the Charged Aerosol Release Experiment. Now, what this was a military rocket launching from a military launch facility, the Wallops, and loading an aluminum oxide cloud up in the upper atmosphere at the height of the magnetosphere. This aluminum oxide cloud was there to test noctilucent clouds. This was the excuse that the military gave. They wanted to see what happened when they released this, to see noctilucent clouds, and also to determine the amount of incoming particulates from rocket launches, a really crazy idea. But what happened was, this was 9/19/09, and they launched this rocket up from Virginia, and it went off into the upper atmosphere, and it released its aluminum oxide cloud. This caused a big blue beam to come out, and then what looked like a black hole portal opening in the sky.
Ooh.
Now, those of you...
Now, this was 9/19/09. 9/19/09, we see this strange plume going into the sky, and then this huge black hole opening up in space over the Mars facility, right?
Exactly right.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll immediately notice the same effects as the Norway spiral. in that it opened a portal looking black hole and had a blue spiral coming out of it. The thing that was missing from the cloud of care was, of course, the very elaborate spiral that we saw in the Norway spiral. But the cloud of care gave us the clue. And as we started to look, we saw that there were other launches of these types of aluminum oxide clouds. Russia launched one the day after the Norway spiral from the Kasputin Yar area, which was a Topol missile, which is the ground-based version of their Bulova. Okay, so we can see more and more of these. We see one in China, we see one in California, we see one I lost the third one, but it's all on the website.
And all these places, where they saw this care cloud, like China, Sichuan Province, we have California, we have all these Japan. These places where they've seen this thing, we have earthquakes now happening in these general areas. Am I right?
This is true. This does seem to correlate. And also with those incoming meteors with sonic booms and earthquakes, because these were mysterious, because never once did an astronomer or a meteorologist or anyone looking into these ever determine what they were. They could not find a rock. There were never an incoming bolide. So these were other curious anomalies that were going along with all of this stuff. And at the same time, then the military announced that incoming bolides would be classified as secret.
Yeah, I remember that. And if the audience remembers, we were talking about asteroids. There was the Ground Zero Lounge talking about asteroids at Dante's. We talked about them. And there were a number of people when I was talking about saying, oh, you're all worried about this and you're all worried about that. And you don't need to be worried about what's coming down out of space. But then, of course, Salt Lake City reported a huge bolide hitting in the West Desert. Australia and New Zealand saw it. South Africa had these big things. And now, just a couple of days ago, Ireland reports a huge ball of fire exploding over Ireland. And it's just, these things are, it keeps coming, right?
Absolutely. And what we see is that this is following the game plan exactly. Like Wernher von Braun, the Nazi scientist brought over to NASA to create our rockets, the K2 and all of that, told us that they would use the Cold War, then terrorists, then asteroids, and then finally following that by alien invasion. And he continued to say that this was the plan to weaponize space to actually battle the aliens, is what Wernher von Braun was saying. But what we're looking at now is this, the fomentation of weaponization of space, the cancellation of the space shuttle system, the end of NASA as of February 2nd, and then the rise of these privatized space programs that have such names as the Dragon spacecraft launched off the Falcon vehicle using the Merlin engine. That would be SpaceX. Which, now, when we understand that SpaceX was already training with NASA when Atlantis was launching the space shuttle, the Atlantis actually launched the communication satellite for SpaceX, and the astronauts in NASA were already interacting with the Dragon spacecraft, and it was already set up to be the replacement of the space shuttle. So if you had been following along, then the cancellation of NASA's rocket launches to the moon should not have been a surprise whatsoever.
You know what's really creepy about what you're talking about? You're talking about the Dragon spacecraft. You're talking about, and then, of course, there's the Ares spacecraft.
Exactly.
Now, Ares is the god of war, and so is Mars. Guess who else is the god of war, or is also in if you look at the pantheon, there is Apophis, which is also a god of war, and an asteroid that's supposed to be hitting this planet. There's Michael, the archangel, who is a god of war, or the angel of war as well. So if Ares, Michael, Apophis, Apollo, all of these, you hear these names, they're all meaning of the same. If Ares meets up with the dragon, or if Michael meets up with the dragon, isn't that kind of like prophecy in a way, where they're talking about the dragon meets up with it's all part of these old archaic prophecies of the serpent or the dragon being attacked by another in a war in heaven. Am I correct?
Well, that's a key ingredient to understanding what's going on, is that the people involved at this level of space programs, military industrial corporations, are also ritual magicians. And that's when people start to get lost. But once you start to analyze and recognize the Freemasonic connections all to NASA, the Freemasonic connections to the Nazis, and that the fact that they are ritual magicians practicing a ceremonial ritual magic that you start to see and understand why our space shuttle titles are the Columbia Endeavor for the discovery of Atlantis. You'll understand why we launch Atlas rockets, which are the is the god of Atlantis. Or even take it over to CERN in the Atlas Large Hadron Collider coupled with the ALICE. And it was the ALICE spectrometer that was launched on the Atlas rocket that bombed the moon. This is all one story within a mystery.
It's a huge ritual is what it is.
It is absolutely
a space ritual. It's a space ritual, and it's creepy because, you know, and CERN itself, you look at the logo, it's three sixes, and they have Shiva, the goddess of death, right there at the facility, and it's just creepy that they have these things there, and they flaunt it in front of everybody and people who don't, and this whole thing with Iran now, the Semurg. What do you think of that?
Well, okay, to finalize the Cloud of Care story, and then we'll get to the Phoenix, was that when they launched this Cloud of Care, it was reported all across the news and across the board up the northeast or the eastern coast. And people were saying, we don't know what this is. The news report, which you can see on FreemanTV.com, they were announcing, oh, my God, something weird happened in the sky. We think it's a UFO, right? And they went and interviewed all the man on the street.
Right.
And they said no matter how hard they tried, they could not find what this was. Now, of course, I got to say that I was covering the Cloud of Care launch live on the Free Zone, my radio show, and I knew what was going on. Why couldn't they, in the news source, find this? But they promoted the concept of a UFO.
Right, because if you promote the concept of a UFO, people will immediately turn it off and say, oh, those alien freaks, they're out there, those cranks, you know, and forget about it. In fact, they did the same thing with the spiral, and we knew that the spiral was something huge. It was, I mean, it best struck people as being religious. It struck people as being extraterrestrial. I knew from what I was reading about ISAT and what I was reading about HARP that this was something far more sinister, and it was up there with space war. It was up there with blue beam. It was up there with several other particular types of things, and that's why I'm beginning to see all of this ritualistic stuff that you're speaking of. And then the minute I saw them kissing the Quran and putting it at the foot of a rocket motor, calling it the Semurg, I immediately knew right away we're in big trouble.
Yes, and in the same area, what we find is as we start to see each of these launch, that there is an ionospheric heater in the area, such as the one that launched over Russia, the one I was saying came from the Kasputin Yar facility missile range. There is the Sura ionospheric heater. And, of course, then over Norway, as you were saying, there's the ISCAT. And what we'll find is that we have these antenna arrays building up all around the globe and preparing or doing things that we don't fully understand. Now, the concept gets into that, the latest one I was following was Boeing's VLF array that was in northwestern Australia. And as soon as I brought this to the public light to tell people, hey, this is probably going to, you know, show signs too, the next thing you see is this giant droid eye. It looks like the eye of HAL, appearing on satellite imagery over the VLF array in Australia. Now, Australia, when we start to get into its connections, now, they have their TV company is 666 ABC. ABC, of course, owned by Disney. The Australian Parliament is starting to form this world grid or the world parliamentary system. So as you're talking about the Phoenix ritual and the idea of them announcing that Phoenix, what we're going to see is this rising from the ashes, right, much like Lady Gaga's ritual at the Grammys, of a new world. And what has been happening is this new world has been forming out in front of us with none of us noticing.
Yeah, because they cover it up with things to distract you. And I'm going to take a break right now. I'm with Freeman. Of course, Freeman, he has made it his career to look into the sinister occult Masonic meanings of a lot of things. He has gotten an award for a documentary that he did on the HARP Project, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. We're going to talk about that, too. Changing weather patterns, behavior patterns, earthquakes, you name it. I mean, this is building. And it's not like, you know, it almost writes itself. And something is in the wings. They're building they're getting things ready for a space war. No doubt. In fact, coming right out last week and saying, hey, be prepared. There may be aliens on Earth. That's what scientists were saying. That was the closest thing we've ever come to disclosure. Now we're seeing things being shot up into space. And Iran's space program has another part to it, and that is the Phoenix rising from the ashes. We'll be back with more. Once again, give us a call, 1-800-344-KUFO, 1-800-344-KUFO. If you have a thing you want to add to this, or if you have something, a solution or whatever, we want to hear from you. 1-800-344-KUFO. My guest tonight is Freeman, and we'll be back with more. Keep it right here.
Almost total blackness tonight in the wake of a series.
It's all remotely controlled.
It's electronically based.
They want my breath to be.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
Yep. This could really catch on.
It's a black hole.
Okay.
I'm Clegg Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. My guest tonight, Freeman, from the Freeman Perspective, freemantv.com. Go there, and we're talking about the new space war. We're talking about the possibility they're preparing us for this. And I'll tell you what, you know, the whole Iran thing has gotten me bugged, especially because, Freeman, he said February 11th, 2010. What do you make of that?
That is pretty astounding, and you'll find, actually, that defense tech was announcing February 3rd, 2009, so to the day of their launch, defense tech was announcing that Iran could launch EMPs at us.
Yeah, I was finding that interesting. I read the defense tech article saying that they had ICBMs already ready to detonate over the United States. No nukes involved, but they can sneak in a concussion. It can be a concussion wave that can take out power for miles. And this would render us completely into an agricultural society, right?
Yes. Now, the issue here is when we step back to the ionospheric heaters, because these are actually also capable of creating EMP effects. And so now we're at this point where, you know, Hugo Chavez and the Russian military can come out and assign the blame of the Haiti earthquake on America's high-frequency active auroral research program. And who is the wiser? We can look at the spectrometers, we can look at the induction magnetometers, but at the same time, we don't know. You know, we don't know whether they triggered the earthquake in Haiti. The Haitian earthquake was predicted in 2008.
Well, here's something that, and I've told you this. Yes, we can look up the spectrometer readings. Yes, we can look and see if HAARP has been fired. We can go back, but you know what happened? People were going to the HAARP sites to look at the spectrometers. They erased all of the data for the 11th and the 12th. It's gone. You can't find the data. All I've got is on my website the graphs that showed the skies over Alaska. Nick Begich said to me when I had him on the show, he says, well, that could happen anytime because of the auroral responses. But then we have auroral responses over Norway with ICECAT. We have these strange mushroom-like things in the sky, and we have these huge thunderstorms over Reykjavik. And it's like the whole weather system's gone kaplooey. Everything's weird. I mean, we have temperatures here in Portland that are in the 60s right now.
Absolutely. And we watched back in 98 when they launched HAARP as they moved the jet stream. We watched as the effects from the sun, we had solar cycle 23, the most massive solar eruptions ever witnessed by mankind in recorded history. Coming down and at the same time launching ionospheric heaters, which were agitating the ionosphere, and we were seeing some very interesting results with these weather patterns. Now, many people don't remember, but back in 98, I believe it was, Milosevic accused the U.S. of using HAARP to cause earthquakes and floods in the Middle East.
Sure, and they said that they used it on Afghanistan while Russia was working on their death ray to basically flip a switch and people just drop dead in their tracks. I mean, this stuff is 21st century weaponry. They call it the silent weapon for the quiet war. And the thing is, everything does go quiet and silent after a concussion, electromagnetic pulse blast that now Iran is capable of carrying out, and that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says, oh, by the way, we're taking out the Western world on February 11th, 2010. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. What do you think? Do you think we should attack Iran before they have a chance to get at us? Or do you think we should wait and see what happens? Do you think something's going to happen on February 11th? And what do you think is going on up in space right now? Freeman is my guest tonight. We invite you to call 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll be back with more. Keep it right here on Ground Zero.
Has an estimated range of over 1,200 miles.
How far will Iran go to resurrect?
directive power.
The fact is the missile that has a pretty extended range. So my view in the first instance is we've been saying, as we've talked about missile defense in Europe, that there is a real threat.
How far will Iran go to resurrect its power?
If ever the free institutions of America are destroyed, that event may be attributed to the unlimited authority of the majority and oblige them to have recourse to physical force. Anarchy will then be the result.
They're just going to continue until they win and beat us down into a pulp.
We won't let that happen.
Well, what a bunch of
terrorists.
Well, we won't let that happen. Well,
I get knocked down.
The founding fathers hated two things. They hated democracy and they hated monarchy. And they saw to it that we would have neither. Neither. Neither.
Yeah.
about to experience.
Round zero.
An odd speaker experience. Through the crack.
Just when you thought you were safe.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Wait, see me." The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Give up.
Give up.
Give up.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. 0pointradio.com is a place to go to listen online. Also, to buy archives of shows. They're available usually by Wednesday. So if you missed the show in part and want to hear the whole thing, just download it for $1. Helps the show stay on the air. What's going to cost you $1 to listen to a show that's going to entertain you and possibly inform you? And tonight, I think we're the only ones that are talking about February 11th, 2010. It'll be 2-11 if what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is proposing. And I don't think I'm an Islamophobe when I feel that this man is crazy. You're talking about a man who is wanting to see the Mahdi return. We're talking about Messiah's returning. They want the Messiah to return, and they're willing to do anything to do it. And what? They create a rocket called the Semurg. They bow before it as if it were a god. They place the Quran on it after they kiss it. It was like something out of Beneath of the Planet of the Apes when they're praying to a doomsday rocket. The Alpha, the Omega, the doomsday rocket. This is the Semurg. In Iranian mythological terms, it is the bird that saw the destruction of the world three times over. Three times over, and it's like the phoenix rising from the ashes, declaring the world completely in diluvium ignis. The idea of the flood, the flood of fire, and not only that, but it's just peculiar how all of a sudden we have Ahmadinejad wanting his Messiah to come. We have some other guy, Benjamin Cream, just recently said that he believes the Maitreya is God, and he's here, and he's speaking. And we'll let Freeman get with that. My guest tonight, Freeman, from Freeman Perspective, FreemanTV.com. Of course, I met Freeman at ESOZone here in Portland in 2008. But then I've known of Freeman, and Freeman is kind of known of me. We're kind of what I call philosophical brothers because we both think on the same terms. We both look into the same subjects, and we meet somewhere in the middle, and we talk about these things. Of course, Freeman's been on many talk shows from Alex Jones to Jack Blood. He's worked with Tex Mars, the Codex Magica series. He's also now broadcasting on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, and he's got all kinds of awards for documentaries he's done on HARP and also some of the secret things that are hidden with Freemasonic secret occultism in this country. Welcome back to the show, Freeman. I wanted to ask you brought up Lady Gaga and her performance at the Grammys, talking about some sort of a phoenix ritual. Would you kind of relate to me what that means?
Absolutely. When you start to look into the award ceremonies, you'll start to see that the ritual magic performances that I'm speaking of, and so often it's led by the company of Walt Disney Co., such as the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake at the Super Bowl with the wardrobe malfunction of her breast showing,
right,
and having a golden sundial on her nipple.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hermaphroditic symbol and a high-profile ritual as we watch Madonna and Britney, once again, Mouseketeers, kissing on stage. This was a high-profile ritual, and there were many aspects in there that you could see. So as you start to follow these things, like the VMA Awards, Lady Gaga comes out and has a blood ritual, and you hear everyone screaming as she bleeds on stage, and they're all excited and, you know, into the bloodlust, and then she is hung and crucified and then bursts off into a bolt of light, and then that's followed by Jack Black coming out to give a high prayer to Satan.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that.
Just to follow that along, the Grammys. Now, let's take into consideration that Lady Gaga came from nowhere. Her film producer is, her video producer is James Cameron. You know, let's understand the culture creation and programming that's going on. So America is intended to be the satanic force of the world at this point. That's why our president's name, Barack Obama, means lightning from heaven, which is the description of Satan, and he runs around in the beast. This is ceremony. Don't think of him as the Antichrist. Think of ritual magicians putting this spell out. So Lady Gaga then comes out on the Grammys, and they announce that she's mind-controlling you with her pop music, that she's a monster, and she's going to make monsters out of all of you. This is the Grammys, folks. And then they take her as she goes screaming, and they throw her into a burning cauldron, therefore frying her in a phoenix ritual, and then she returns with Elton John through the basement with arms of death covered in dust. So finalizing the whole idea of the phoenix ritual and its resurrection from the dust.
And the arms of the dead coming up from the dust and ashes of the nuclear holocaust. I saw that, and it freaked me out. And you know what was even more frightening than that? That after that, Beyoncé Knowles comes dancing out on stage with a whole squadron of fascist monkey men dressed in police outfits that looked like they were about ready to kill everybody. The jackboots were right behind her.
In full riot gear, yes.
I was like, oh my God, what is this? And this is what they want you to see?
Now let's add to this the Kennedy Honors Awards, as Obama and Michelle are in attendance at the Kennedy Honors Awards, awarding you know, such greats, I think, as Bruce Springsteen. I can't think of who all was on stage at this point, but Mel Brooks, and they highlighted his Berlin and Springtime, and so next thing you know,
oh, you mean Springtime for Hitler?
Barack and Michelle are sitting in attendance. Nazis start coming out on the stage, and Hitler's singing. You know, this is all intended. You can tell that was intended because they had removed the swastikas from the Nazi uniforms, which of course is corporate logos today. But the Nazi swastika was removed from the costumes at the Kennedy Honors Awards, and I'm certain that's because the President and First Lady were in attendance, but yet they, you know, obviously knew they were going to pull off a Nazi parade. So then you've got the Grammys, then the same thing, Beyonce, Queen Bee, who is coming out, and you have the Black Eyed Peas singing, I'm a bee, I'm a bee. This is them constantly programming the metadrone, the drone public that needs to, you know, just do its service to the Queen.
There was no reason whatsoever for Beyonce Knowles to have those fascist, jackbooted, full-armored police in riot gear behind her coming out. There was no reason, I mean, and of course Gaga says she does it for art's sake. There was no reason for them to say she is programming you and turning you into a monster. They drop her in the spire, and then she comes down and in the basement. There you are. And Elton John with ash on his face looked hideous. It was like 9/11 all over again. It was that ritualistic thing where there's the ash of the dead all over your body. And the same in War of the Worlds, where they had, get a load of this, EMPs taking out entire cities before the aliens arrive, and then when Tom Cruise is running through the streets, he's covered in ash again. The whole symbolic thing of ashes and the phoenix and the Smurg, and it's just a creepy thing that's going on right now. And unless you know anything about symbolism, you're just going to go, ah, it's nothing. They're just having their little patriotic whim over there in Iran. I don't buy it.
The marker, the one that shows who it was that was behind all of this, was when Pink came out, and she is dressed in the checkerboard leg. She is put through a Masonic ritual with a blindfold, or what they call a hoodwink, and she goes through a Masonic ritual there in front of everyone and is initiated in front of everyone. And if you know anything about the inner workings of a Masonic lodge, you will immediately recognize Pink going through a Masonic ritual. So they make sure that you know.
No, it's just creepy. Hey, do you want to take a few phone calls?
Sure thing.
Okay, the number to call if you want to talk to Freeman, if you think that we're out of our minds, by all means call too. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We're going to go to Zach now in Vancouver. Zach, you're on Ground Zero. Hello, Zach, you there?
Yeah, well, it's getting really fuzzy there.
Well, go ahead and talk.
Well, it's getting really fuzzy. I can barely hear you.
Well, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. I just want. Well, you're talking about EMPs before.
Yeah, go ahead.
About how, like, I thought that it was really only a nuclear detonation that had the sizable destructive power to cause to take out electronics.
Well, there's concussion And there's also what is known as a plasma interference that can be done as well. And it can be done with a satellite. And Iran has satellites, has a satellite in space right now. They can reflect it off a satellite and have it burst. That's how it can work, yeah.
And if, like, and one thing I kind of relate to an EMP was about how, like, a great visualization of what happens is, like, in the game Modern Warfare 2, when you're in D.C., an EMP goes off from nuclear detonation, like helicopters and stuff just starts falling from the sky.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's how it works. It's going to take out everything if it happens. I appreciate
all being promoted through our video games. You can find Apophis in Electronic Arts game Rage. You can find the idea of the EMP. Everything is being predictively programmed into us at the same time through many of these video games. And you'll find that Walt Disney is actually buying out Electronic Arts, which their real symbol is Ea, which is Enki, the ancient Sumerian god. But you'll find that Disney will be buying Electronic Arts and Marvel. And we'll start the programming of children once again into this new Nazi dream.
Let's go to another call. Let's go to Michael now. He's on 7. Michael, hi. You're on Ground Zero, calling from Portland tonight. You're on with Freeman.
Yeah, it's pretty fuzzy.
I understand that. We're having a fuzzy phone problem, but just go ahead.
What I'd like to say is that for the whereabouts of February 11th, I do believe it'll happen. But at the same time, I'm sort of caught in the middle because if it was an attack, why would they say anything about it? They didn't for 9/11.
Because Ahmadinejad is an arrogant jerk. That's why. And we all know where 9/11 happened. It didn't happen with them. It happened where? It was an inside job, and we know it was. It was written about in the Project for the New American Century by people like Paul Wolfowitz and Dick Cheney. They said it was going to happen, and it happened. That tells me exactly who was involved.
No, I completely agree with you. I'm totally on the same page. You know, it's this place. Can we say that we don't deserve it? I mean, first off, it's like here we are about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, when Barack Obama talks about his plans for Afghanistan. Do you remember that speech?
Yes, I do remember that speech. In fact, as I said in the beginning of this program, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize has now submitted one of the largest war budgets in history, beating out, of course, George W. Bush.
Do you remember looking into the soldier's eyes as he gave that speech?
I don't remember that, no. I bet you could tell me, though.
Could you guess what was in every one of their eyes?
They were probably shaking their heads thinking, what the hell's going on? You told us it was going to end.
There was tears in every one of their eyes.
Well,
you know,
and
personally, I mean, I don't want to see anyone innocent die, but Rome fell. So why would we not?
I agree with you, and that's the frightening part, is that when are we going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until someone decides, hey, we're tired of it. And I'll tell you what, Ahmadinejad, crazy enough to pull it off, and that's what frightens me, is that, you know, nobody's talking about February 11th because I think they want it to be one big surprise if it does happen. I don't want it to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope he's just talking out of his ass, because if he does do it, man, I'll tell you what, it'll be nuke time, and we will nuke the hell out of Iran. It'll happen. And I don't want to see it happen, but I tell you what, I mean, either we have to think that it's going to happen, we have to preemptively go after them, or we have to basically wait and see what happens. I don't want anything terrible to happen on the 11th of February, but he said a crushing blow to Western civilization will be had on that day, on the day of the Islamic Revolution. And I don't know if he's going to carry it out, but they do send rockets to space, they send turtles and worms and mice. And they could even send a low-yield nuke out there if they could. I'm Clyde Lewis. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. My guest is Freeman tonight. He's taking your calls. FreemanTV.com. We'll be back with more. Keep it here.
Zero with host Clyde Lewis.
A space event that took place on February 3rd, 2010 in Iran should give us a clue as to what may be happening. Something is literally in the wings. If you pay attention to the symbolism, you may be able to predict the future. On the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, February 11, 2010, Iranian leader Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has stated that Iran will deliver a telling blow to global powers. Is that telling blow a possible EMP detonation? Well, when Iran fired a missile into space this week, the event took on a surreal religious tone. Could have been taken from a science fiction book. It's how weird it was. The leaders prepared the rocket. When it fired into space, the words Allahu Akbar were being chanted by onlookers. And then afterwards, a scientist came into the room, kissed the Quran, placed it at the foot of a large rocket motor called the Simurgh. Now, the rocket is named after a bird that is similar to the phoenix or firebird. The symbolism is terrifying because of what the phoenix represents. The death and rebirth by fire. Iranian legends consider the bird to be so old that it's seen the destruction of the world three times over. The question is, with all the symbolism we're seeing both now, according to Freeman, my guest, we saw it at the Grammys, is this bird going to see a fourth destruction of the world? And do they have that capability? This whole thing reminds me of something I saw out of Beneath the Planet of the Apes, where they were praying to an Alpha Omega doomsday bomb. If you have any questions tonight for my guest, Freeman, 1-800-344-KUFO. If you're listening anywhere in the U.S., you can call us at 1-800-344-KUFO. Freeman's going to take your calls. He did bring up a lot of symbolism. The really scary thing was his take on the Grammys and the arms coming up from the piano of the dead people buried in the ash as both Elton John and Lady Gaga were singing, which it's in my opinion. I mean, I think Lady Gaga is fascinating from a visceral perspective. But if you know anything about the symbolism and the holy fallout that they were in the middle of, I think that it makes you wonder just what is being pumped into our brains, right, Freeman?
Oh, you better believe it. We are being programmed and conditioned to this. If you consider that the whole concept of an extraterrestrial galactic overlord coming in with weather modification was put on the screens first in 1936 with Flash Gordon.
Oh, you're talking about Ming?
Absolutely.
Ming the Merciless from Flash Gordon. My God, yes, he did do weather control, and so did, what's his name, Daka in the Batman series. He had the Doomsday Weapon, and he wanted to bring about the New World Order with his death ray.
And when you realize that, say, Batman's grandfather was the founding member of Skull and Bones, you start to understand, you know, you've got Obama coming out saying that he's Jor-El, or he's Superman, and he's been sent here to save planet Earth. This is all intentional, and we are being brought to this freak-out moment, but nothing's by accident as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I predicted the war with Iran symbolically through Anna Nicole's clown makeup when she had the flag of Iran painted on her face, and that was brought to the trial, which was inadmissible evidence that was shown to the entire public.
So Anna Nicole Smith is another one of those programmed sex slave types. In fact, what's really interesting is that one guy who's Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband came forward and says, I may be the father of the baby. And the reason why, well, he was actually, that Zsa Zsa Gabor guy is a Hitler guy. He's a Skickelgruber, which is the Hitler family, am I right?
He is a boy from Brazil, as it were. He was actually a genetic Nazi experiment.
Oh, my God.
From Eva Braun, Gretel Braun's sister.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, and then, of course, we have this town of twins popping up in Paraguay, announced by National Geographic, and you find that that's where the Bushes are buying their large ranch there in Paraguay, getting ready for this ending. And that's why I say there is nothing by accident, because right on cue, Obama passes an executive order stating that there will be 10 regional governors covering the United States, 5 of which he gets to select by himself.
10 regional, that's almost like from the Book of Revelation, the 10 horns of the Antichrist.
Well, this is exactly the plan that Kissinger
had
laid out with Richard Nixon for UN takeover.
Oh, my God. States.
Yes, moving, and there's also House Resolution 5, which then eliminates terms of presidency so that we get an emperor. So everything is happening on cue and on plan, and they're building their 21st century capitals. They're getting everything ready. You see Astana, Kazakhstan, where they have their spaceport, Dubai with Atlantis, and Canberra in Australia. These are the new modern planned cities that are the global elite. And you can't miss the symbolism. When you walk into Astana, you got to go through the Pyramid of Peace, where they are going to hold the Fourth Congress of World Leaders to unify the world religion. religion under a Muslim flag. You get deeper into Astana, and you find that they have the twin towers going off and a giant orb up in the sky that has a golden hand that looks very much like out of Total Recall. Yeah, and these are the G20 nations all being extraterrestrial. You can see that NASA is not being completely clear on their intentions. When they bombed the moon, knowing full well that they had no intentions of returning to the moon, but telling the public, we're going to bomb the moon to put a space base there.
I know. That's the funny thing is, we're going to put a space base on the moon. We're blowing up the moon to do this. And then we turn around and we say, no space travel now. The budgets aren't there. So they knew all along. And I had predicted this. I did a show called Lunatic Cringe. And it's on, like, go to Vimeo.com, go to Google Video, Vimeo, GroundZeroTV.org. You'll be able to find all these things. And I'll tell you, you can look at all the shows that I've done prior to this show. You can see that we were predicting this. We did the Grounds for Baphomet. You and I did it together. Let's take some calls right now. We're going to go to Kyle. Hi, Kyle. You're on Ground Zero. Yes, I know it's fuzzy, but go ahead and ask your question to Freeman. Hi, Kyle. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey. Question is about the EMTs, what you're talking about. Is this like a real possibility, or
Freeman? It's a possibility, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's an absolute possibility. It's been something that the government's worried about for over half a decade. So yes.
It is a possibility. In fact, Newt Gingrich, several senators wanted to have the EMP commission. The EMP commission then told the Pentagon that this is something we need to be aware of. What they need to do is they need to build Faraday cages and reinforcements on all the areas where the grids could go down. They haven't done it. We're not prepared for it. If the grid gets hit, you won't be having anything for electronics for at least 5-10 years. Maybe longer.
Well, because there was the whole thing on September 11th of last year where South Korea was threatening to nuke Pearl Harbor. And, nothing was really said about it, but my buddy who had just joined the Army was being, they were getting them all ready for this South Korean thing. And I'm just curious if that's the same kind of thing that's happening here or what.
Well, North Korea had said that they would turn us into a sea of fire. They said that a long time ago. And we looked at it as just saber rattling because that's all they do is they sit there and they say this whenever they got a bug up their ass to have us pay attention to them. But see, all of a sudden, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad comes from out of nowhere and says, oh, by the way, we're going to do a telling blow to global powers on February 11, 2010. He didn't say what it was, but they fire an ICBM from the back of a truck out in space with a mouse, worms, and a turtle on it, and then they go in and they fall down and they pray to a damn rocket motor called the Smurg. I'm kind of freaked out about that. And I don't know about you, but that freaks me out.
Yeah, we should be a bit freaked out, and we should know that this has been an engineered destruction of America all along, and that we have been set up, and very much the way that Haiti was warned about their 7.2 earthquake years before it happened. We've had the warning of this EMP threat since 2004 at the soonest. We could have been preparing on some levels, but that's not the game plan.
No, not the game plan. I've got to go to another call. Let's go to Lee right now. Hi, Lee. You're on Ground Zero with Freeman. Go ahead, Lee. Are you there, Lee?
The phone's a little fuzzy.
I know that. I know the phone's a little fuzzy. Just take the call and ask the question, please.
Look, there's some things going on in this government that is above the government. There's people controlling the government. Okay, they're playing either us against each other for their own power, and what they're going to do, whether you believe me or not, they're going to take away any chance of us resisting them. And the second they take away our arms, which is in the American Constitution, we have the right to bear arms, they are going to take that away. And the second they do that, they have power over us and everything that we do.
I agree with you.
We have to stand up. We have to take, maybe not arms against them yet, but it's going to happen. And when it happens, we have to be ready.
No, what you do is you don't take arms against the government. What you do is you hit them where they hurt, and that's in the pocketbook. And you say to them, look, money is something that we have. And if they devalue the money, they say, fine. We'll live without your money. We'll live without you, okay? And that's the thing. What's that?
Can't hear a word you're saying.
Okay, well then I'll just take the phone off and I'll tell you on the air. We can live without them. You know, but the trouble is that people get caught up in their politics and all they care about is Republican, Democrat, red state, blue state. It's the state versus you. Come on. I mean, think about this. You think they care about you? They don't care about you. You're just a statistic. And I swear to God, anyone out there who throw, I mean, oh, it's patriot. It's patriotic to be in a Democratic or Republican party. No, it's not. It's democratic to be an American and care about what's going on. Now, I know that maybe we can't change things. Maybe it's us against them. But what we can do is we can't sit there and basically kiss ass with them whenever they say jump. We don't say how high. We ask, well, if I jump, what's it going to do to benefit me and benefit you? It used to be, you know, it used to be like Kennedy. Ask not what you can, what the country can do for what your country. But the truth of the matter is that the country now doesn't do a damn thing for you. They look at you and laugh because they throw this symbolism out at you and they're thinking, oh, they know nothing about it. Ha, 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 we'll do it anyway. Right, Freeman?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the key ingredient, too, is that people recognize that these the corporate logos that you're seeing are signs of allegiance within a mystery school, within the Freemasonic fraternity.
They're sigils.
They are sigils, and they're also signs of allegiance so that they can recognize one another. They can understand who's in charge. There's a reason there's a pentagram on Texaco and a shell on Shell. There's a reason that Columbia Sportswear has a canted swastika. The reason Converse has a pentagram. We all think that these are just, you know, corporate logos that they selected, but these, each and every one of them can be classified within a Freemasonic ritual. And so once you start to understand that we are in a corporatocracy that is moving into a technocracy, that's when you start to realize what's going on. And you realize that these corporations, and the reason NASA is going privatized, is because corporations are basically a magic spell. They are non-existent, but also immortal entities.
Remember what they used to say about Rome? They used to say the mob is Rome. They used to say the mob rules Rome. They were saying that entities within Rome, the criminal elements within Rome, are running Rome, and that brought down the fall of Rome. And people say, oh, no, it was their homosexuality and their promiscuousness that brought... No, what brought down Rome was the mob brought down Rome. And the criminal elements inside governments bring down governments. And people think that their governments are... I mean, there are good people in government. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to find them, but there are people there. But the people who are there with the ultimate power, do you think that they're going to give up their ultimate power because somebody is hurting or in trouble? No. The minute Haiti happened, what happened? President Hillary Clinton shows up, right? And says, oh, well, we're not here to supplant your government, Haiti, but we most certainly want you to delegate all power to enforce laws to us because we're the biggest army here. That wasn't by accident. You kidding?
And now, of course, Northcom and America has their Sea Smurfs, and we're ready for whatever goes down here. We have been prepared for this chaos on the level of being dominated through it. You know, the American public's not prepared at all. The system's not prepared at all, but the jackbooted thugs are all prepared.
Right. Keep reading about... you know, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt and how they might be getting back together again, or keep, you know, paying attention to all this other garbage that no one, I mean, you need to pay attention to stuff that's going to keep you alive. And I'm not saying not have any fun and be joyless, but what I am saying is hey, you know, when somebody says February 11th, 2010, and we all go, ah, ha, 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 blah, you know, I tell you what, I would best be getting on the phone with that son of a bitch, and I would get on the phone with him, and I would say, look, Ahmadinejad, or Ahmadinejacket, or whatever the hell you are, if you're true, if you're right about this, this is a threat, and I would say something to him, I would make it public, and, you know, what did Obama do? He gets up, and he does a State of the Union address that sounds nothing more than a campaign speech. I swear to God, the guy's great with rhetoric. As a president, he's not doing too well. He's extending the Bush policies. I don't want to get into politics, but this guy... his budget is out of control for war. Why? Because we're going to have the space war. There's no doubt.
There is no doubt.
Let's go to Cameron. I know the phone's fuzzy. Tell the engineers, phones. Cameron, you're on ground zero.
Yeah, I know the phones are fuzzy, too. My question is for Freeman. Myself coming from a higher level physics background in college, where did you get your information on EMP blasts?
On the what?
On the EMP blast. The EMP blast that they're proposing is going to be in use in tandem with, let me see, I'll tell you who gave the information about the EMP blast because I got it listed. And about the EMPs, it has to be an electronic pulse from a low, it can be a low yield nuke, or it can be a concussion bomb or a plasma interference bomb that can be had anywhere from a quarter mile to 300 miles in space. And the information about the concussion EMP pulse, let me get you the information here. Hold on, hold on.
I do have this all linked in my Space War News section that you can find on FreemanTV.com.
Okay, hold on. Gosh darn it, the web here is so slow, but I do have the information. I tell you what, we have, okay, we have HARP, which of course is a is an electromagnetic pulse, whatever. Okay, it knocked me off. All right. Anyway, I'll get you the information. I'll get it to you after the break. Is that okay for you?
Are you still there, Freeman? I can't hardly hear you, but I guess my comment would be that an EMP blast at 300 miles in space would be a singularity event that would dissipate over a period of time. The thing that worries me more than anything is the fact that they have a satellite that could park itself up there and act as an EMP generator, which would be a continual thing.
Right. You're right. And it could just keep us out of power for a long time. I'm sorry the phones are bad. We'll try and take care of the problem. I don't know what's going on with that. We're going to take a break right now. Thank you for that call, physics professor, physics study. Physics study is telling us that they have a satellite up there. Could be an EMP generator, keep us out of power for years if they wanted to. And that's maybe what they're talking about with the big blow that they're going to do on February 11th. I hope it's not what it is. But, of course, a lot of people concerned, why did we run the emergency tests in Alaska for Washington, D.C.? We're talking about notification tests to allow the president to open channels to speak the entire country. That didn't even happen during 9/11. And that was the biggest attack to hit the United States ever. We're back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. To follow up on that last phone call, the EMP Commission reported that Iran has conducted tests in which it launched missiles and exploded warheads at high altitudes, and the CIA has translated Iranian military journals in which EMP attacks against the U.S. are explicitly discussed. Iran is capable of doing this, and according to a Defense Tech article that was brought up by Freeman tonight, Iran has launched a satellite into orbit and recently sent turtles, worms, and a mouse into space. It sounds harmless enough, however, American military and national security officials are concerned because, according to a Pentagon source with detailed knowledge of the Iranians' efforts and of space technology, at least two earlier Iranian ballistic missile launches appear to have been designed to optimize an EMP burst. And, of course, the Smerg means the fire coming down from heaven, and then the bird rising up. Another thing I found was weird. There was a story that came out recently, Freeman, of big orbs coming towards us from the sun, UFOs. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, I just dropped that story in the chat room on your Ground Zero Media. A lot of strange effects. I have some on the front page of FreemanTV.com where you see them in 1999 that seem to be giant portals or vortexes opening around the sun. Very bizarre. Straight from Soho, I was collecting the data myself. There is a lot more going on planet Earth than most people realize. And this talk of, like, the last caller about, Second Amendment having weapons, the technological advancements that we're dealing with in this next war are so beyond guns that most people don't realize that they have these godlike powers.
They've eliminated the Second Amendment because your guns are no match to them.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, one sonic weapon and you're on the floor. What good is your gun going to do at this point?
I agree with you. Let's go to some quick calls. I know the phones are a little fuzzy tonight. We've been having some phone technical problems ever since the Harp show. But we're going to go to Lou. I guess it's Lou calling from Rainier. Hi, Lou. You're on Ground Zero.
Pretty good. How's it going?
Good. What's up with you?
Not too bad. I'm just listening to your Ground Zero here. And listening in on some pretty interesting stuff.
Okay, and you have a comment on it, or what's up?
I'm getting a lot of interference with your line right now.
All right, well, we're going to have to go to another call. I'm sorry about that. We'll have to go to another call where there's no interference. I'm sorry about that, buddy. Thank you. Okay, Zach already called, hasn't he? Zach from Portland. Zach, hi, you're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hey.
Clyde? Yeah.
Okay, well, first off and foremost, glad to hear that you're actually on KUFO instead of the Dante's Lounge. That's a great move. I love it.
Thank you.
My question was more or less for you or Freeman in regards to, the Phoenix thing and the fiery Signure. I can't remember how to pronounce it. But anyway, the question I had was, I remember reading something about the Holocaust basically being a term for a fiery sacrifice to God somewhere in the Bible. I can't remember exactly where.
Right.
I was wondering if you had any connections to that that you might want to cover.
Yeah, Freeman, what about the Holocaust being a fiery sacrifice to God?
Well, once again, let's keep in mind that Siemens, which is a corporation that makes CAT scans, had their logo over the Auschwitz facilities there, using the Auschwitz prisoners as their slave labor, and now they own the giant ball inside of Epcot. Once again, you are ruled by Nazis. They look like corporations to us, so bloody Holocausts are something that are quite normal for them. And, It has spread global now. So
it's funny you should bring that up, because what's interesting about Iran is that Iran never used to be called Iran. It was called Persia. Who named Iran Iran?
No.
Hitler.
No, is that right?
Yeah, Iran meaning Aryan, because he was looking for the Aryan
Disney
people. Iran means Aryan.
Disney just announced their new film, The Prince of Persia.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Alex. Hi, Alex. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, dude. What's going on?
Hey, what's up in your mind?
All right. Well, hey, my phone is exceptionally fuzzy, and I can hear you on the radio, but it's really hard to hear you on my phone. But, hey, dude. Talking about all this Phoenix and all this. I mean, rain prophecy coming through the Quran, I believe he said, something like that. Just like, I don't know, shutting down the American government and all this. He said they could propel a satellite that projected EMP directly over the United States.
Right.
I mean, does this thing just, like, hover in space or what?
No, not exactly. What happens is they shoot it up into space. You only need about a quarter mile to about 300 miles. And then they can either do a plasma interference. They can either beam a beam up to the satellite, reflect it back to Earth, and keep it going at us. All they need is a concussion thing about 300 miles above the United States, and bam, all of our power could go out. That's how it works. Let's go to another call right now. We're going to burn through them. Frank right now in Tualatin. Hi, Frank. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to tell you really quickly, about a year ago, FEMA started mass-producing coffins, and I'm surprised if you haven't heard about it, but they've got several acres, millions of coffins, and so I have the feeling that something really big is going in the works. They're trying to prepare. They've got millions of them.
It's actually 250,000, and they're in Georgia. 250,000 in Georgia. They're actually coffin liners to put, like, maybe four or five bodies in at once. Exactly what they are.
Really able to hear you.
All right. Well, yeah.
You know, and bring it up.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you. I'll let you know. It is. It's true. And Georgia, they have these coffin liners, about 250,000 of them all lined up. And somebody went in and said, "Oh, it's not true. It's not what's happening. It's not happening at all." No, it is happening. That's exactly what's going on.
Well, let's add to this one more level of fear, because there is the Project Wormwood, which is also stationed right at Learmonth's solar observatory, right next to the HARP array in Australia, where we're finding our 21st century capital being built. We have this other issue that might be getting overshadowed, because definitely NASA is hiding the effects of a star known as G1.9. And this second binary star of our system seems to be heading our way, according to the Star Viewer team, and many that are looking at it as a brown dwarf star. You can see it. They finally visualized it with the Chandra X-ray telescope. And now we can actually see this dwarf star that is seemingly heading towards us. Okay, so we've had all of these rare effects going on with the moon. We've got, or with the sun. We have all of the planets heating. We have them building major, you know, seed vaults in Norway, getting prepared with massive plastic coffins in Georgia. Perhaps the effect that is coming is something that has been known about for quite some time, because when we look into these mystery schools, we find them dating and watching time very carefully through their structures, such as the pyramids or many of the ancient structures in South America are set up to astrological alignments. So they watch time. And many, like the shamans, would then know that this time is coming. We're
right.
Watching as the energetic field out in the magnetosphere and in the outer space is increasing in frequency, so that solar flares are now taking 5 days to reach the Earth as opposed to the three that it took back in cycle 23.
One final question for you that I want to ask you, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
When the scientist from Arizona said we live in a shadow biosphere, and they were going to announce to the world that there is a shadow biosphere and that alien life may already be on this planet, do you think that that was disclosure?
At the same time, Reverend Funes with the Pope is coming out to say the aliens are our space brothers. They have the VAT telescope there in Arizona, the Vatican's telescope, to watch this incoming planet. Yes, they are cluing in a disclosure when you see Hillary and Rockefeller walking with Paul Davies' book, Are We Alone? That was a scheduled, engineered event, I guarantee it. Yes, this is moving in very quickly, very rapidly.
So,
2010 should be the age of disclosure.
So 2010 will be the age of disclosure. Age of space war, how many? Do you think that February 11th will be the kickoff, or do you think that we're going to wait and see space war probably in 2011?
Well, 2011 is going to show us some massive solar flares, so we're going to be worried about EMPs and power outages in the, anyway. You know, NASA has announced that
natural EMPs from the sun.
Havoc.
Right, right.
So either way we look at it, yes.
So either way, either it's going to be an EMP from some country that wants to bring back the Mahdi, or EMPs from the sun. I mean, everybody needs to prepare for something. That's all I got to say. As I reported in the, you know, and it's funny, it's something Zach brought up the Ground Zero Lounge. You know, if you go back to Vimeo.com, A lot of the shows have already been videotaped of some of my past shows where I've talked about this leading up to this. Even Freeman's on one of them with Grounds for Baphomet. We discussed things with Rex Church from the Church of Satan. We had all these people in this big think tank talking about the future. Everything that we've talked about on these shows, there's actually a show called Green Egg on Our Face, which talks about the asteroids and all this other stuff. Go back in time and look at those shows and see where we're coming from. Just go to Google, type in Clyde Lewis, videos, Vimeo.com, GroundZeroTV.org. You can also go back and buy past shows, archive shows from ZeroPointRadio.com. They're available for a buck a piece. You can be informed about what we're talking about. And FreemanTV.com. What kind of videos do you have, Freeman? A lot, don't you?
I do. I have 5 videos out right now, the most current one being Obama cloning in the coming space war, identifying and outlining everything that's going on right now. One thing I can say is that I haven't been wrong. The Grounds for Baphomet show, I predicted the 10/13 event. That was the very day that Bernanke crashed the bank system. So as we follow these symbolic gestures, we can actually predict the future, and that's what we're doing, Clyde.
Thanks a lot, Freeman. I love you, man. And we will have you back on the show for sure. Remember, Ground Zero is always here. Keep in touch with us. Keep in touch with Freeman and everyone else that's involved with the program. Support Ground Zero, and we'll be around next week, 10 p.m. next week, right here on KUFO. We'll see you soon. Take care. Good night.